Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to another awesome episode of the Arsenio Buck Perspective Podcast, man. So grateful to be back, and happy Monday to all of you out there, man. I hope that you guys have woke up this morning and did exactly what I did not do. Meaning, I hope you went up and realized that philosophy of growing this week. I woke up and I said, man, let me go jump on this Apple TV and let me go pop down this little foundation series. Oh my God, an entire morning wasted. But to be honest with you, I was still a little bit in the haze because it's been a rough week in terms of my health, in terms of my sleep anxiety making a bounce back, in terms of me saying, you know what, to hell with melatonin, don't want that bullshit anymore. My body actually produces it, so fuck off. Got myself a herb, been taking it the last two. No, I'm not talking about marijuana, but got myself a little pill form that actually promotes healthy sleep and re-regulates like your sleep cycle. And to be honest with you, along with the tapping that I now do and have been doing before I sleep before I sleep, man, I've been sleeping like a baby. So I'm very, very happy about that. And here I am today. It's a Monday. This is going to be a very exciting week. This is next Sunday and next Monday. My wife and I, we're going to be going to Waheen, staying at the Marriott. This Thursday is going to be my only drink day of the month. You know, I realized it, you know, that I went from drinking probably five times a year to drinking basically every 8 to 10 days. And I'm like, oh, no. Okay, let's scale this back. And luckily, it was very easy for me. So it's all about those triggers, too. And so the social outing that I have coming up this Thursday, very, very exciting stuff. So I had to put a lot of energy on that. When I did my morning routine and I wrote down everything, I said, man, it's going to be one hell of a week. Okay, got myself some beautiful coral balance powder from Germany. And man, my coral is beginning to look like the colors I've seen on the videos. My fish are crazy and lively and have personalities. And man, I could not be more grateful for everything to come back full circle. Even with that little bit of a scare in terms of my health, having to hurry up and go to the hospital and say, oh my God, I have a really bad earache that has, you know, it's an eyeball ache and it's also a sinus ache. By the time I got to the hospital, it was gone. And the doctor was like, listen, there's nothing in you have no tumor, you have no this, you have no that, there's nothing going on. And I said, man, what is going on? It was either the workout or it was either the melatonin. And so I had to do an evaluation. See, people, I wrote probably a 2-page story about the little bit of a freak out in terms of not being able to go to sleep till about 12 or 12:30. I believe this is last Monday or Tuesday. And I hurry up and address it. And this is the importance of growth, because if I'm not able to show up my best self, then what the point? What is the point? There are people who are counting on me every single day, people who are ready for me to serve them. And guess what? If I'm just going to linger into the day and not answer these questions and say, man, you know, my health, man, this, man, that. Okay, I'm getting a little, I'm getting a little chubby over here. What do I need to do? Okay, 30 minutes of cardio. Okay, this workout. Okay, that workout. But be careful and keep your motherfucking head on the motherfucking bench. Okay, and make sure you don't put it up at all. And next thing you know, you're going to end up fucking up your nerve just like you did. And you ended up having a crazy ass, weird ass ear ache for the first time in your life. Got to be careful. Got to question yourself about all the different things. See, I have to question myself, but a lot of people don't. And they believe that one day they're going to reach this new level of consciousness and potentiality. That's not the case. One day they think they're going to be better or fall back in love or things will happen for them. My thing is, why not today? Why not now? Why not shift now? Why not love now? Why not live now? This day, this moment, you got to make it a day that you're going to take that big step. That's how I approach the day. Well, I guess you could say most days. And I love that feeling of progress and fulfillment because I'm trying to give my best. And I think we all should measure up ourselves to be in that same light. So today's thing is just that you're going to find out. And I would like you to think about this. How old were you in the fifth grade? I had a teacher by the name of Miss Pilgrim. And I remember I was mouthing off at the teacher and she said, you know what? One day you're going to know. And I didn't know what that meant, But it basically did mean that there are some consequences to my actions in life, and I might not like them. So if you look at societies and how people act in history and how they always repeat themselves or themselves, like, you got to study that so you're not shocked when things always happen. See, I'm going to be honest with you. One of the greatest, ridiculous fortunes in life is when people say, I am shocked when things happen in terms of human behavior. Like, if I was at the hospital and this lady gave me the weirdest look. I've never seen that look before in my life. I wasn't shocked because I know how human beings are. And it doesn't leave me wondering the first time and going home like, oh my God, I'm absolutely shocked. I can't believe this. Or I'm always surprised. Humans have this pattern. Like the war in Europe. I'm not shocked by it. It's human beings. Over the last 150 years, I'm not shocked by any of that. The violence, the horrible things I've seen, the greed, how greed perpetuates and how it always, you know, clotheslines the fuck out of the lower societies and stuff like that. I'm not shocked. It's humans. When I traveled around the world, I was never shocked to see violence and hurt. And I understand that there are places that there are no freedom and there are awful situations. And to be honest with you, in those situations, and when I see those, I'm just like, you know what? That happens. It took me a long time to do that. I didn't have that sort of awareness and consciousness when I visited the Remnants War Museum out there in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. And I saw the absolute disgust that the United States military had done to citizens. I'm not talking about army people. I'm talking about babies. And how disgusting they were. I was beyond shocked and infuriated by that. And it was probably over the next 3 years after that and getting out of that funk, I said to myself, you know what? I'm really not shocked by war. I'm not shocked by ignorance and helplessness and people saying things and this and that. I could give a damn. It may sound heartless, but the thing is, if someone says something rude, I'm not shocked. My selfish ass neighbors, I'm not shocked. My, the bitch across the street from me, where I live, her giving me that dirty look. I can't even remember where it was, when it was. Had to be between probably, oh my God, man. I can't even remember. I don't know, June and February. And I remember giving her, you know, me getting that look from her. And I felt a little particular way. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, I'm not shocked. This is Thailand. Would I ever waste my time or say anything or ever look out for her, let alone any of these motherfuckers in this neighborhood ever again? No. Why are we always surprised? Why would I always be surprised by the inevitable human behavior? See, if you don't study psychology or sociology, you're just going to run around shocked all the time. I'm shocked. I'm shocked this happened. I'm shocked about this. I'm shocked. It's human behavior. And it just seems like I'm running around with a stone of heart, but at the same time, I'm like, well, there's nothing I could do in a lot of these situations to help anyways. I mean, I could talk about a few things, which I normally do on this podcast, but I'm not going to run around shocked anymore. Was I shocked at the elections out here in Thailand? Hell no. That was absolutely all planned by I already know who. I'm not shocked by it. This is what Thailand is. This is what Southeast Asia is. And so, don't get me in trouble here. I get it. They're awful. They generate trauma. All these things do. I'm just saying that I'm not shocked in the moment. It's just after I catch my breath, I say, dang it. You know, and say, well, I could just say, well, I can't believe this still happens. But at the same thing, I could still say and be in touch with my emotions and say, well, you know what? Based on what I've seen, based on whatever it is, they're going to find out. They're going to have to measure up. It's going to have to be proven true. You know, was I shocked that my brother had cashed some of my mother's COVID checks and did exactly what his father did? Absolutely not. But he will have to face the fire, and that's him never speaking to his mother ever again. With your fucking shot, with what you do, with everything you do, you're going to have to face the music. If you show up to work and you're not prepared or you don't have the skills and you just run around thinking that you do have the skills and everything, no one will hire you. All these scammers getting caught on YouTube and on all these YouTube channels. Am I shocked by it? No. But understand that by scamming people out of their money, they're going to have to face the music. That's exactly what's going to happen. And so one narrative is, and the three grand narratives of this, the first one is struggle. And this comes down to maybe on this Monday, you're trying to survive and make it through. You have to manage and endure, you know, work through that struggle. Even if it doesn't disappear, you're going to have to bear it and work through it with grace, with presence and appreciation, mastery. See, struggle is something that is unavoidable. It is always there. And comes that is the next alternative, which is getting better, which is fundamental to your growth. You know, inching your careers forward, improving your relationships, getting better in your health. See, beauty, even through struggle, there could be beauty. And going back to the darkest months of my life, you know, I had another dark month over there this past July. And, you know, in the early part of July, probably going to about mid-July, and especially right after the wedding. So this was like a month of melancholy. Death, you guys already know. And I had to ask myself, well, I'm going through this for a reason. I truly am. And most definitely I was. See, in progress, there could be beauty and burnout. There could be that hope, faith, love, full presence. Even in those senses of enlightenment or elevation. And as we go throughout life, we find out that in some of these states exist those. And there are those seasons of struggle. Sometimes we're in that struggle, 3 to 4 years of struggle, or it could be 3 to 4 years of progress. It feels good. But sometimes we don't even realize any of these things and these alternatives within them. It takes the type of awareness for you to ask yourself, you know what, where am I right now? What's important to me right now? You're always going to find out. Sometimes you're going to ask yourself, well, I'd rather find out sooner than later. You know, when I'd rather find out sooner rather than when 10 employees are watching me, or when I get a disease, or I have bad health, or finding out that I have stage 4. You know, and I'd find out now if I don't have the skills for the future rather than later when someone says I'm not qualified. Are you in struggle, beauty, progress, capable, readiness, mastery? We have become a society of swipe by swipe moments because we're so momentary of life and society. We work through our email inbox all the goddamn time. We have lost connection with mastery. See, mastery actually takes longer term, practice in general, which takes more preparation. To prepare, you have to plan. To plan, you have to have clarity. To have clarity, you have to have awareness and goals. This is all about journeys and goals and personal development. There is an outcome, no matter what, and that we're always after. But we are all on that march to mastery too. You're going to find out if you're qualified. You're going to find out if you did some good parenting. You know, I think I just read in an article that a half Thai, half French teenage 19-year-old boy killed his father. You know, and considering, oh, his father was an alcoholic and they always got in arguments and this and this and that. And I'm like, okay, am I shocked? Fuck no. You're going to find out if you were a good parent. And if you're completely over your head in alcohol or whatever it is, and you're abusing whatever it is out there that people have a tendency of abusing, guess what? There it is. You're going to find out if you saved enough money. You're going to find out if you prioritize your passions. You're going to find out if you had fun in life. I love that idea of finding out. I'd rather find out now than finding out later. You got to know where you're at, where you need to improve, gauge where you're at. And so when you hit Friday, you're going to find out if you plan for Friday, next Monday. Or will you just find out that you did nothing at all this week? 6 years from now, you're probably going to find out if you were dedicated or disciplined the 6 years prior. Or you were just meandering and reacting and swiping. That right there, you'll find out in a decade. Look back in the last decade. Some people may think it's scary, it's threatening. But to be honest with you, this is that fixed mindset. You will find out one way or another. Be it sooner rather than later. Over and out.